This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the Root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root. Back to you on Monday, the 18th of January, 2021. It's not me. It's real. It's Memorex. And I am fired up. Fired up. The next 4 years, I'll be attacking Biden like there's no tomorrow. Because this guy's going to ruin this country, and I am the loyal opposition. First of all, happy Martin Luther King Day to all of you. It'd be nice if the media admitted that he was a great man and he was a Republican. And he absolutely deserves this day. I absolutely am a fan of this day, absolutely a fan of Martin Luther King. And I agree he should be feted. He should be treated wonderful. We should have major parades and major events for him. Today, of course, virtual parades. I don't think anybody has real parades anymore, but a virtual parade, all good. But someone ought to tell America and the black people of America and Democrats that Martin Luther King was a Republican. That'd be nice. And he met with Vice President Richard Nixon in 1957, and they met on Capitol Hill for a discussion of ways to overcome Democrat opposition to the Republican civil rights agenda. That's something you won't hear today in the liberal media, ever. He met with Richard Nixon, the Vice President of Eisenhower, in 1957 because Republicans had a civil rights agenda and the Democrats were against it. They're the ones that are keeping you in chains, folks. So everybody should understand that. And then you speak about on Martin Luther King Day racism, and you automatically assume it's about white racists. We're all such terrible people who support Trump. We're racist. Even though Trump's policies created the lowest black unemployment in history and the lowest Hispanic unemployment in history and the lowest female unemployment in 50 years. I talk about racism in a very different way. I talk about it as it relates to, what's this gal's name? I'm trying to find her name. Kristen Clark. She is President-elect Joe Biden's pick for one of the most important roles in America, the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights. In other words, she will be the head of the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department. And she is black, and she is a racist. And yes, you can be a racist in this country and hate white people. Not yet. Racism doesn't just mean you don't like black people. She's a horrible person. She's going to be the head of the Civil Rights Division, yet in 1994, when she was a Harvard undergraduate. See, what a terrible nation. Harvard lets you in, you're black, we're a racist nation. She wrote a letter to the Harvard Crimson newspaper in which she declared her support for theories that claimed African Americans were superior to whites, including a bizarre assertion that the amount of melanin a person has accounts for the differences in cognitive abilities, and the more melanin you have, meaning the darker your skin, the smarter you are and the more brain power you've got. According to Clark, who was then president of Harvard's Black Students Association, melanin endows blacks with greater mental I can't stop laughing. Greater mental, physical, and spiritual abilities, something which cannot be measured on Eurocentric standards. In other words, the way white people measure things, you can never measure how smart black people are because you need some sort of a melanin scale. I'm sorry, but this is the funniest thing I've ever heard. There's a melanin scale, and the more melanin you have, the more amazing your brain power is. And that's what accounts for black people being the smartest people in America. Didn't you know that? That's not racist. There's no racism there. How could there be racism? So how about if Wayne Root went to Harvard Law School, was the president of the white... I kind of laugh at this one, too. Wayne Root is the president of the White Students Association at Harvard. Yeah, right. And Wayne Root was also in charge of the White Beauty Pageant Contest. And Wayne Root graduated law school and was named by Trump as the head of the Civil Rights Division of the DOJ. And Wayne, as a student at Harvard, wrote a letter to the Crimson newspaper saying white people are clearly superior to blacks, and we have brain power that just dominates them. Their brains are little tiny brains that don't work as well as ours. Can you imagine if I ever say, you don't understand how funny this is, because I grew up a white kid in an all-black town, went to an all-black middle school, went to an all-black high school, have never been quoted anywhere saying anything bad about black people, unless you took something horribly out of context. Never in my life I said something bad. But if I had, can you imagine Trump named it the Civil Rights Division with quotes that sound like I hate black people? And I think they're inferior to whites. Can you imagine if I ever thought that or said that? And then Trump named me. If I publicly stated blacks are inferior to whites, and then Trump named me to the civil rights, to be the head of the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice. It's so ludicrous that this is happening in my America, that this is Biden, the old feeble man with dementia. This is his idea of civil rights. You name a black person who hates white people, gives hate speech, and thinks that whites are inferior to blacks, and blacks have much, much more, brilliant brains. Well, I don't know what to say, but it's a problem. And by the way, speaking of how well things go in, cities run by Democrats and black neighborhoods run by Democrats, at least 23 people shot over the weekend in Chicago. Must be the brains, must be the higher brain power that makes the shooting, go so well. All I could say is in Washington, D.C. right now, they're building a wall. And they're putting razor wire over the wall. They're walling in the politicians at the Capitol to protect them. Razor wire on top of the wall. And 20,000, well, I think it's 25 to 30,000 troops in D.C. And I just want to say something to all of you. You picked the wrong city. You chose the wrong city. Chicago's the one that needs 20,000 troops, a wall, and razor wire because it's the most dangerous city in America. You can't compare any other city to Chicago, the amount of people shot. And it's all black-on-black violence in black neighborhoods in Chicago run by black Democrat politicians and a black Democrat mayor. And I'm sure a mostly black police force, too, I want to bet. Probably a black police chief. I know on and off for the last few years, every time I see someone standing and talking in Chicago about all the murders, it's always a black police chief. So I don't know who the police chief is now, but I'm guessing probably African-American. So you have an African-American neighborhood, African-American city, African-American mayor, African-American police chief. Everybody's killing each other. It's Trump's fault. It's Republicans' fault. It's white people's fault. It's Wayne Root's fault. You built the wall and the razor wire and you put the 30,000 troops in the wrong city. I don't know how to tell you this, but somebody got mixed up and gave the wrong orders. They were supposed to be sent to good old Chicago. Let's talk about what Biden wants to do to America, because that's pretty funny. Okay? And this sure isn't, if this was Obama, Wayne Root would already be being called racist. Obama's the president. Here's his three top priorities, and Wayne Root's attacking him because Wayne Root's clearly a racist. What are liberals and what are people with organizations that love to call racism? Everyone's a racist. Everything's a racist. Hiding behind every rock is a racist. What are you going to say when Wayne Root rips to shreds Joe Biden, who's an old, feeble white man? Am I racist now? Do I hate white people because I ripped to shreds Joe Biden? Are you allowed to criticize a white man? Because you obviously weren't allowed to criticize Obama because of the color of his skin and the amount of melanin in his skin. The more melanin, the less you're allowed to criticize. So am I allowed to criticize Biden, who's white as Wayne Root? I hope so. Joe Biden has set his priorities. Number one thing as president, he's going to offer amnesty to 20 million illegals in his first week. Not just the DACA kids, every illegal in America. Now you know why they had to steal the election. Because I hate to say I told you so, but boy, am I a smart guy. Boy, did I tell you so. I said that the minute Joe Biden is elected, they have to steal the election. Because then no Republican will ever get elected president again. Because they're going to fill the country with millions and millions of new illegals at the border, and they're going to legalize every illegal that's already in the country. And boy, was I right. And all the liberals love to quote 13 million You're going to find out, and it's not the 20 million this article quotes. You're going to find out there's far more than 20 million illegals in the United States. I believe it was Harvard University, liberal, commie, radical Harvard, that studied this issue and came out a couple of years ago, or maybe a year ago, fairly recently. And they said there aren't 13 million illegals in the United States, there's 23 million. And my guess is if Harvard admits there's 23 million illegals, there's probably more like 33 million. Maybe it's even 50 million. Who knows? But let's just settle somewhere between 23 million and 33 million illegals. And so he's going to legalize 23 to 33 million new people, none of whom speak English, all of whom are uneducated, all of whom require welfare, food stamps, and free health care for the rest of their freaking lives, all of whom are raising children that don't speak English, children that need English as a second language, children that need free food at school, children that need free health care, and they're going to bankrupt this country 100 times over, and of course every one of them is going to vote Democrat for the rest of their lives to keep the welfare checks coming. That's the end of America, folks. That's it right there. That is Cloward Piven that I learned at Columbia to a T. So Biden's first acts, his first three acts, offer amnesty to 20 million illegals in his first week, cancel the Keystone XL pipeline, so, you know, your electric bill could triple and quadruple over the next 4 years. Middle-class people are going to be wiped out. Small business is going to be wiped out. He did that as a favor to Warren Buffett, who's going to get richer and richer. He doesn't want the competition. He doesn't want you getting cheap electric prices. And on day one, Joe Biden says he will order transgender rights in sports, locker rooms, and bathrooms. Because there's nothing more important than helping Dick, who thinks he's Nancy. I'm sorry, but Dick has a you-know-what. So he isn't Nancy. He's Dick. But Joe Biden thinks if Dick says he's Nancy, he's not Dick. He's Nancy. And that's the most important thing in the world on day one of the Biden-Obama administration. That's what it is. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available, delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now, OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon, OSHENSALMON, OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound, oh my goodness, and 15% off. OceanSalmon.com, OSHEN Salmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Recently, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm more than halfway through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. that, I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, and it will give you all of the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! That's EnergizedHealth.com and click on the red button.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Trump rules. I'm back in charge, baby. Change the name to Root Rules. Trump Rules is out. My number one bestseller at Amazon has nothing to do with politics, nothing to do with Trump winning re-election, which obviously now it's clear he didn't, although he did. But I'm saying the inauguration will be in 2 days, and Biden's your new president. Not that he didn't cheat to win, not that Democrats didn't steal all the states that mattered, six integral states that would have won the election in a landslide for Trump. And I'll never stop saying that. You will never get me to stop saying that. He won in a landslide, an electoral landslide, if not probably a popular vote landslide, and they absolutely stole the election with fake mail-in ballots. But it doesn't matter. In the end, even with all that, Trump got 11 million more votes than he did last time, which is incredible. Even with all that, he got the most votes of any Republican in history. With all that, he got the most votes of any incumbent president of any party in history. With all that, he won, I think it was 27 out of 28 bellwether counties. It's impossible he lost. But okay, whatever. Whatever. That's what I used to say to my mother all the time. Wayne, don't go out with that girl. She's beautiful, but she's not Jewish. Whatever, Mom. Who cares, Mom? I never listened to anything she ever said to me. I was a wild Jewish rebel. In any case, this is the winner's guide to business and personal success. This book is all about being successful with the top 10 Trump rules that made my life and my career and can make your life and your career so much better. Trump rules at Amazon, or if you hate Amazon nowadays, BarnesandNoble.com, but trust me, they're exactly the same. No matter where you buy a book, no matter what bookstore you go to, it's owned by liberals. Whatever website you go to for books, it's owned by liberals. So don't worry about Amazon. Be glad they still sell conservative books. Trump rules. Go get a copy. Now, here's another guy I hate. Today's the Wainwright Hate Day, right? Here's another guy I hate with a passion. John Weaver. John Weaver was, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the co-manager of John McCain's presidential campaign in 2008 that lost to Obama. That's what a big winner he is. And he's a guy that went on Rachel Maddow's show and said Wainwright's a loser, and Wainwright's an extremist, and Wainwright's a racist, even though he knew nothing about me. I don't remember what it was he was basing it on, but the guy's a moron, and Rachel Maddow told him something, and he bought it hook, line, and sinker and said, well, that doesn't represent the Republican Party. Wainwright's a racist. And he's a guy that hates Trump, of course, and was co-founder of the Lincoln Project, the anti-Trump super PAC. And now he stepped down after reports he sent dozens of young men inappropriate sexually charged messages. At least two dozen men have claimed that Weaver, who's married, held job opportunities in the balance while propositioning the men for sex, according to the New York Post. Weaver said he saw the exchanges as consensual mutual conversations. One man claimed to have had consensual intercourse with Weaver in a hotel before failing to land the job in question. Other men said Weaver would direct message them on Twitter, complimenting them on their hair or asking them about their genitals. He had taken a leave of absence from the Lincoln Project over the summer and confirmed last week he would not be returning. In a statement to Axios, he said, here we go. Remember, he's married, so for far too long, I've tried to live a life that was... I can't take this. I just can't take this. Another gay man who's married who claims I was just living a false life, but now I'm free. I'm out of the closet. Oh, my God, and you hated Wainwright because you hate straight, white, successful, confident men. You hate Trump. You hate me. You're a loser. You're a loser. I was lying to myself, to my family, who gave me nothing but unconditional love. How long did it take? Was this written like 5 years ago, and you've been holding it in your little pants pocket near your zipper? Yeah, next to a guy's phone number? Is that what you were holding in your pocket all these years? For the exact moment you could come out and apologize to your wife and kids for ruining their whole freaking lives? He says, causing a great deal of pain to all. The truth is I'm gay, and I have a wife and two kids whom I love, and my inability to reconcile these two truths has led to an agonizing place. See, he formerly been a strategist for John McCain. I knew that was him. I knew the name. I knew he was the guy on Rachel Maddow's show when she did a 7-minute diatribe about Wainwright and basically threw darts at my face. He was the guy who kept saying what a terrible person Wainwright is. You lousy loser. Now you lost your wife and your two kids and your life's over. Go away. Go back to hell where you belong. Are you burning? You feel the heat? Oh, my God, these people are such losers. These are the people that hate Wainwright and criticize Wainwright and Donald Trump and pick us apart for every word we say. What a wonderful man he is. John Weaver. Love you, John.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden is honoring the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., speaking virtually during the annual Blessed Community Service at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. Biden says the United States is still in need of the message King delivered in his final sermon.
Let's remember that the final call of Dr. King, which was, let us move on in these powerful days, these days of challenge, to make America what it ought to be. That's our charge.
Former Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar believes the nation is still on track to have the majority of Americans vaccinated for COVID-19 by the summer. Azar saying despite the slow rollout, 50 million doses have been made available and 14 million Americans have gotten their first shot. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We'll be right back. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. You know what's funny is I'm being limited in what I can say on Facebook now because I dared to publish the truth. I just published an article on Facebook that liberal commie California calls for a pause in the use of Moderna COVID-19 vaccines because so many people have gotten terrible allergic reactions. How do you like that one? California is even scared now of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. And I dared to put that on Facebook, and my exact words were, I told you so, major allergic reactions to the vaccine, California calling for a pause. Do you have any idea how bad it must be for liberal California, filled with the most COVID cases in America, to think about suspending the vaccine? I said from day one it was rushed into production. And they are now trying to limit what I can say on Facebook because I'm spreading misleading health information. Folks, it's proving to be exactly true. Can you believe, no matter what you say, no matter how true it is, and even if it's about liberal California suspending the vaccine, it's not about me saying I want to suspend the vaccine. They're saying it. That can get you literally suspended or censored or shadow banned or limited in what you could say at Facebook.com. It's amazing. This country has lost its mind. And this is a perfect guest to talk about all this. Patrick Basham, director of the Democracy Institute. Patrick, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good, Wayne. Great to be with you again.
So did you hear my little story moments ago?
I did indeed.
Does it shock you in any way, shape, or form?
Sadly, no. It doesn't. You know, I guess it was in the mid-August. I got on a flight from London. I thought it was 2020. I was arriving in Washington, D.C. And I'm thinking now in hindsight, I arrived in Moscow 1990. I mean, the transformation in this country in such a short space of time is absolutely mind-boggling.
And they think because they won. They think because they won. They could do anything they want to us now.
Yeah, they have all the levers of power, and it appears that there's no institutional pushback because whether it's big media, big tech, big business, everybody's on side, right? For one reason or another. And so we have to ask ourselves, is this as bad as it will get, or is this just the beginning?
Just the beginning. That's my answer. Just the beginning. It's only going to get worse from here. It's very scary, and if this is just the beginning, then you have some idea what we're going to expect. It's a nightmare. It's a Orwellian nightmare coming, wouldn't you suspect, Patrick?
Oh, very much so, because there are so many fundamental basic rights that Americans, thankfully, have been able to take for granted for a very long time, and they just don't seem to count anymore. I mean, putting all voting and election issues aside, just the freedom of speech, the freedom of assembly, the freedom to petition your government regarding your grievances, a court system that isn't politicized, all these things don't seem to matter now. In fact, the people in power seem to be quite open. They're so confident, they're so cocky, they're quite open and brazen and aggressive about trampling upon these basic fundamental rights.
It's very scary time. I call it 1938. This reminds me of 1938. It's right before the Nazis officially took over and they took the Jews' guns away. And I have a feeling within days you'll hear one of Biden's first acts is somehow he's going to start taking our guns away. It may start with just, you know, what he calls automatic weapons, even though no one's got an automatic weapon. They're semi-automatic. And it may start with just rifles or semi-automatic weapons. It's eventually going to move to every gun in this country. Or if he finds out he can't do it, he's just going to tax us to the point where no one can afford to have a gun. So it's the same exact meaning, right?
That's right. Because under any kind of socialist system, and fascism being one of them, people forget that fascism is a form of socialism. The one thing that they want is a monopoly on weapons, right? They don't want citizens to be able to defend themselves. to be able to oppose the government, right? That's fundamental to that type of a system. And for all of us who spend most of our professional lives being accused of being pseudo-fascists because we believe in the free market and capitalism and free and fair elections, the great irony is that the folks who are now in charge are actually acting in a fascistic way across the board. I mean, they are behaving as if this is what they really believe in, even though they spent their professional lives accusing everybody else of the very same. It's, as I said earlier, it's completely bizarre.
Well, who can imagine that you could steal an election, literally steal six states and really four states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, but I always threw in Arizona and Nevada. I believe all six were stolen badly, but those four really badly, and they determined the election, those four, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Who believed that you could blatantly steal the election and then come back and see anybody who talks about it is a terrible person? Free speech does not protect you. Talking about a stolen election, and anyone who talks about it should lose their jobs. The media should be canceled. Newsmax should be taken off of television. Podcasts should be canceled. You should be banned and lose your accounts at Facebook and Twitter. Who would imagine discussing a potentially stolen election could lose a person everything they've got?
I know. I mean, voter fraud and election theft has been going on in bits and pieces for a very long time in different parts of the country, in different cities and states. But nobody ever thought that it could be a comprehensive national effort. And then when outed, rather than begging forgiveness, all that's happened is it's been doubled down upon, as you say. And it's implicitly owned, and the only defense being that you're a traitor to suggest that this has even happened. I mean, it's so brazen. It's just amazing, absolutely unthinkable, as you say, that this could, one, it could have happened, and two, that they thought they could get away with it, and three, that they have.
They have, yeah. I was going to say to you, they have. Forget about it. It's brazen to think they could get away with it. They did get away with it, and they managed to turn the silliest thing in world history. You know, first of all, I believe everything that happened on 1-6 at the Capitol building, everything was orchestrated by the liberal left, by Antifa. It was all egged on by Antifa. Then the cops were in on it. The Capitol Police opened the doors and let them in. And then basically a bunch of conservatives ran around acting like idiots, and they ran in with a bunch of vicious Antifa people who probably did the real damage and the real violence. And in general, almost all of it was idiotic. They just acted like idiots wearing their stupid outfits and sitting in Nancy Pelosi's chair and putting, you know, whipped cream on her chair. That isn't enough to call it an insurrection, a coup, the worst, darkest day in America's history. They have exaggerated what happened on 1-6 like nothing I've ever seen in my life.
No doubt. And of course, what hasn't received any attention at all is on 1-8, 2 days later, Nancy Pelosi tweets out a letter she sent to all her Democratic colleagues in Congress informing them that that morning she had told or asked the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the top military leader in this country, to withhold the nuclear codes from President Trump while he was still in office and to stop him if he tried to initiate any military action against any other country between now and his exit from office, which, as I understand it, is a textbook definition of an attempted coup. I mean, that's what she did, and she publicized and basically bragged about that, and no one of any consequence institutionally has said anything about that.
Right, because the Republicans are all a bunch of cowards, and they made them cowards on 1-6. In other words, that's what happened. That was the agenda, and they managed to pull it off. They managed to convince many people in the nation, not Trump voters, but many people, including Rhino Republicans and the media, that we're the bad guys. It reminds me of that show. You ever watch the show on Netflix, Cobra Kai, which is the Karate Kid come back to life? And when you watch that show, you realize Hollywood is all scripts, and liberals are all Hollywood scripts. And I'm telling you, they get their plans from television. And Cobra Kai is the plan of the Democrats. It's the vicious, evil, bad kids do terrible things to nice kids, and every time the nice kids try somehow to fight back, the liberals managed to, the liberals, the bad kids, managed to position the good kids as they're the bad kids. By fighting back, you look like you're the bully. So the bullies make the weaklings look like bullies, and first you were bullied for a year, and then when you fought back, now you're punished, suspended from school, the town hates you, they're ready to put you in prison for hurting the poor little evil kid. This is Cobra Kai, that's the message of it, and I'm telling you, the liberals pulled this off on 1-6. They made us the bad guys when we've been brutalized for 4 years, threatened for 4 years, and treated like crap for 4 years, and threatened with assassination for 4 years, and we answered back by acting like idiots for a couple of minutes. 175 people acting like idiots out of millions there, and 74 million Trump voters, and suddenly all of us are domestic terrorists.
Yeah, well, the last couple of months, and the last couple of weeks especially, are a really painful reminder of the lesson that popular culture eventually determines our politics, right? And if you own the entertainment industry, and you own big business, and you own big media, that's what determines popular culture, and that eventually determines our politics, because it determines the storytelling and the narrative that drip by drip people accept, believe, and they think that that is the way things are, even if they are 180 degrees different from that.
All right, hang on through the break, Patrick. I want to grab you on the other side. Are you able to hang on for a couple minutes?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay, good. Hang on, because I want to talk about your column, Welcome to America's Managed Democracy. I want to know what you mean by that. And then what do you think we can do to fight this? I think all of that's an important part of the question. Patrick Basham, director of the Democracy Institute. Great to have him back for a return visit. Wayne Allyn-Root, the warrior. We'll be right back. This is Wayne Allyn-Root from the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil. Our immune systems are facing the most stress, perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance offers remarkable products to support our immune systems. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Personally, I love and use their liquid vitamin D complex, trace minerals, natural greens, and probiotics. And the best immune boosting product I've ever used. Since taking these products, my energy is up dramatically. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. I'm feeling better than I have in years. And, of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. And my fans get 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Help me support a truly patriotic American company that truly cares for your health. Call Freedom Health Alliance, 888-910-0341. Just say War sent you to get 20% off. Call now, 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use the promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
You know what else is funny? I got to tell you one more funny thing before I get to back to our esteemed guest, Patrick Basham. I am a guy who has said repeatedly there aren't really 300,000 people dead of COVID because it's mostly serious underlying health conditions that are causing their deaths, and then COVID contributes. But it's not 300,000 people who died of COVID when they already had cancer and heart disease and diabetes and strokes and many other serious conditions. In some cases, even gunshot wounds and car accidents were called COVID. So I've said that, and of course I've been banned at various times from Facebook and Twitter for saying that. Now, in Norway, lots of people have died from the COVID vaccine, and Norway's come out, and guess what they've said? Oh, it's not from the vaccine. It's because they had serious underlying health issues. It wasn't the vaccine that killed them. It was a severe allergic reaction to their underlying health conditions that killed them. Isn't that what I've been saying about COVID? Now they're using the same argument to not blame the COVID vaccine. I mean, this is so funny. It is just hilarious and too much to even believe. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Freedom Health Alliance. Speaking of getting healthy, illness, masks, lockdowns, the stress of this economy, the stress of this past presidential election, all of them, our nation's in such turmoil and our immune system's facing maybe the most stress in history. Freedom Health Alliance offers remarkable products to support our immune systems, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Personally, I love and use their liquid vitamin D complex. You know, vitamin D's in the news all the time now. They got the greatest liquid complex. Trace minerals, natural greens, probiotics, I use them all. And the best immune-boosting product I've ever used, I drink it all day long. And since taking these products, all kinds of great things have happened for me. The main benefit, of course, is to strengthen your immune system. And my fans get 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Just call Freedom Health Alliance. Toll free at 888-910-0341. Toll free, 888-910-0341. Just say War sent you and get 20% off, 888-910-0341, or go to freedomhealthalliance.com. All right, we're back with our guest, Patrick Basham, director of the Democracy Institute, who I think is probably the single best pollster in America today. Patrick, you wrote a column called Welcome to America's Managed Democracy. What exactly does that mean?
What it means is that America is transitioning, or I would say regressing, very rapidly from a traditional liberal democracy with all the rights and freedoms that Americans have come to expect and demand of their government, from their government, to a form of democracy that is superficially democratic, but in practice isn't really that democratic, because what it entails is a political class, a ruling class, in effect, that's made up, in the case of America, Democrats, establishment Republicans, but working in concert with big media, big tech, big business, to ensure that things always go the way that these really smart people know they should go, and we don't pay too much attention to the little people, okay, who do the work and pay the taxes. Because, well, they get it wrong sometimes, like when they voted for Donald Trump twice. So you have elections, but you make sure that the elections work out the way they should, that the right people always win. And you make sure that the news is always about the right stories, and they're presented in the right way. Because, well, people just know what's good for us, don't they? And they certainly know what's good for them in terms of profits and everything. So big business is allowed to do really well. That's how they maintain, you know, their dynamic, the relationship with the political class that's in charge. And big tech, they're able to make a lot of money because they're important to control the narrative and make sure the propaganda is as the ruling class, the political class, says it should be. And you see, we've been criticizing countries like Russia for years and years, for decades, for running this kind of a system, running this kind of a government, this kind of a democracy, you know, where the governments pick the winners and losers in the business world, and they have these relationships where they allow elections, allow opposition parties and candidates. But what they make sure they do is they make sure that the really competitive potential candidates don't get a chance, right? They don't let them into the arena. They make sure the candidates run against them are the, what I refer to as the defanged and declawed candidates who can't really do them any damage, the ones who'll go along to get along. And it's very, very sad to see how America has regressed. But I thought it was time and an opportunity, a ripe opportunity, to express what I think, sadly and frustratingly, is the new reality in this country.
Yeah, and by the way, it is pretty much exactly what's already in place in most European countries. I mean, with your British accent and all, I assume you have many, many friends over in England, and this pretty much describes England at this point, correct?
Yes. I mean, we hold out hope that Brexit, exiting the EU, the European Union, will give England a chance, the UK a chance at doing better going forward. But the European Union is a perfect example of managed democracy. What they've always done is that when countries have been rebellious enough to have a referendum on whether they should stick with the EU, if a country votes the wrong way, they just make them vote again. The first time it didn't happen was the British, because the British, for all our faults, we don't like being pushed around too much. So that's how we got out of the EU. But yes, this is the trend. This is the way it's going in the West, and it is dangerous. I mean, it's indescribably dangerous.
All right, Patrick, we got to run. The music's on. Patrick Basham, Director of the Democracy Institute. Always appreciate you coming on and appreciate your wisdom and insights. Thank you, Patrick.
My great pleasure, Wayne.
Wayne Allyn-Root, the Warrior, will be back in about 6 minutes. See you then.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wayne Root,